You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. I do have Victoria with me if she wants to chime in.
I am here, yes.
What's happening?
Not much. What's happening with you, Sam?
Today is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
March 19th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a lot of records tonight.
Ew.
A lot of records.
I hope so.
No guest, which is a rare break. We used to structure it every other week so that we could have, we could play more records. But lately we've been slamming through guests. And that is not going to stop because we do have Red Shades in here next week. And then we have Bobby Bangers.
I just met Bobby Bangers.
Yeah?
Yeah. Met him at a show last night at the Middle East.
How was the show? Good?
It was a great show. It was a lovely show. My friend Adonijah was performing, and she did a beautiful job.
ADZERONIJAH online?
Yes.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, big shout out to Adonijah.
How do you guys know each other?
Mutual friends.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we happened to connect with another friend. Lots of mutual friend connections going on. It's been nice.
It's a very small town.
Yes. Small city. But it's good. I feel like I'm meeting good souls.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key. Find the good ones. Keep in touch.
Soul tribe.
Soul tribe. Do you collect souls?
I don't collect souls.
Yeah.
I collect crystals, though.
Yeah.
Not soul crystals, just normal crystals.
Okay.
I'd like to think maybe some people's souls get stuck in rocks.
Really?
And then smashed. Just kidding. Only positive vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's...
Stay up.
We do try to keep positive vibes. People were... reacting to the Mike Wing video that we dropped when we were talking about him on air.
Davon was like,
yo, she was shook talking about Amanda. And I was like, yeah, because usually we quash any sort of negativity.
Yes, only positive vibes. Good clarification, though.
Yeah.
You can't just...
We need just a better...
Scream F Mike Wing all the time.
No. Well, you can.
It starts the conversation, gets it going.
The comments were funny. Some people had some interesting things to say. Shout out to our fans commenting on there. Not our fans, shout out to the community, the New England hip hop community.
How's Patreon going, by the way?
Patreon is doing well. Alex is here. I don't know how he got inside. We were going to keep him locked out in
Alex.
The dark. I'm glad you asked about Patreon. We're going to talk about that in one second. I do want to... Here, you can grab that mic. This is very disruptive. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Glad to have you here, man. I'm good.
It's good to be back.
We're just going through the upcoming guests. We got Red Shades next week. Then we got Bobby Bangers doing another DJ set. Then we got Real P coming through to do a DJ set.
Real P.
Back to back. That's going to be heavy.
Nice.
Both got their own styles. All the DJs we've had on and will be having on have their own styles. So I'm excited to highlight that.
Excited to hear more about that.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
More of that, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be doing it monthly. We'll have a new DJ come on every month and spin something.
Yeah, that'll be good.
The mixes are all up on our YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in LFOD. You will get a couple gun videos, but we're the only channel.
Live for your dad
that's
with
called
your guns.
LFOD. Yeah, there's a LFOD shooting...
Oh.
Of cameras.
Oh.
No, there's an LFOD shooting event yearly. Okay. I think they have like one of those obstacle courses.
Oh, word. That sounds,
yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched the full video, but, you know.
I'm going to have to check
maybe
that out.
Someday we will cross brand.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Although.
Get them to wear our logo.
Yeah, guns are a touchy subject these days.
I'm down with a nice live for your die SIG Sawyer.
No, I was talking to a dude from SIG for a little while, and I'm kind of trying to get one.
Sign me up, SIG, shout out.
Yeah, we could finesse it. Thomas, we'll talk about that part off air. Yeah, let's cut that. Shout out to Thomas LaPierre III, who edits all of these podcasts for us, produces everything.
Big shout out.
If y'all need production, get at us. We'll put you in touch with him. He can definitely help you out. But yeah, we got Bobby Bangers. Then we got Real P. Then we got Bretzel coming with Dust Collectors. Mm. Pretty interested in this. It's a couple kids. Like he had to check with his mom to see if he could come, which is adorable.
Parental consent.
But they started like a producer collective, and they're just crushing streams and numbers and all sorts of stuff. And they're doing a lot of things with some producers around here and a couple MCs as well. And they're putting out music. So I'm real interested to tap in with them and see what's good. And then we got Ja D and D Ruff coming on to do the If You Feel It, You Can Speak It thing. We got Cheese Bankroll. And finally, Bakari JB talking about hoop hop. And then I think we're going to do one more DJ mix with Alcide. And then we're done. Season 5 in the books.
Hey. Wow.
In season the books. 5. Crazy. This season's been, and if you haven't been listening all season, I mean, we kicked it off with Dukeron, then we had Rex and Short Fuse, Block to Booth, Suicide Squad, Violet Music. This feels like it was years ago, but this was just October.
Yeah, this is like right when I started.
Ron Beatty, Billy Dean Thomas. We had the Women in Hip Hop panel twice. Tony White. We had the State of New England Hip Hop panel twice. DJ Black Action, Joe Grizzly, Frank Knight, YN Prop.
Hey.
Noom Nera, E. Jake, Trevor Holmes. Mm. And then we had DJ Myth last week. So it's been a heavy, it's been a busy season. We've added some new faces, some new names. We're out cheer.
New photos.
As Amanda would like to say. We have a photographer working with us now.
Yeah.
At VAGRIGGAH and at SAVVVAG.
Yeah.
That's Victoria right here.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't figure that out. And then, you know, we don't see Thomas, but he's behind the scenes. We got Christiana running the social media all the way from LA. There's a lot of little pieces behind the scenes. Yeah. Amanda, you know, is heavy in the building. She's going to be over here in a little bit, hopefully. She's at a BAMS Fest event earlier. And but yeah, you were asking me about the Patreon.
Yes. Tell us. We had more subscribers tune in.
So I'll let you know about the... You know what? We're going to play some records first.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah, and then we'll be back.
Music. Is the submission folder blowing up? Because I've definitely been telling people where to send stuff because I've been being asked a lot.
We have nobody... I don't know if your people have sent anything. Hmm.
Stop slipping.
Amanda's people do because they get, you know, they say like, I spoke to Amanda about this.
Oh, yeah.
But she's sending us like rock bands and stuff. Hmm. So I don't know. I like rock and roll. Yeah. But,
I want some punk music.
So you can tune into Rising beforehand with Skybar every Tuesday night, 8 p.m.
For punk music?
He plays a decent amount of punk.
I want punk bands to invite us out.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, we can branch out.
Yeah. Punk bands, just like hip hop.
We can hit up Boston Hassle or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. You like punk?
I like punk shows.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just as energetic as hip-hop.
That's on my bucket
list. I like
list.
Bands. I like guitar.
I feel like...
drums.
I feel like trap to hip-hop is very similar to punk to rock.
Yeah.
Thrash to metal. Like, it's that leap where they're like...
Yeah.
Nope.
All genres really kind of morph like that, you know? When you think about rock through decades, it sounds totally different per...
And wouldn't it be boring if it sounded the same the whole time?
Yeah, it would.
Hilarious.
That's what I love about trap is that it's like the new, you know? Yeah, it's the new sound.
Trap and classical music are the same to me, though. I don't know if you've tuned into some classical music recently.
I partially agree, yes.
But classical music slaps, just like trap.
Yeah?
Yeah,
there's definitely some similarities. I'm a Shostakovich guy myself.
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah?
I think, yeah. I love the waltz.
Tchaikovsky. Yeah.
The waltz.
I like his Fifth Symphony.
Yeah. I can't hate that. But I definitely ended up with some records from him, and I definitely have them and listen to them.
Yeah, he's got some slappers. Classical music's crazy, though, because, I mean, this is hundreds of years old, and it still goes.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to write or perform or even...
Conducting is amazing, too.
Even to get it done, like if you've written it, then to get it recorded, you need to get an orchestra together. That is not easy either. They're all unionized, and it's very difficult. They're very expensive.
A lot of times
the orchestra's playing... Like, this is if you're a new composer. The old ones, you know, if they're playing your stuff, they have it locked in. But new ones, you have to hire them. You can probably only afford for them to like practice it twice, and then they're just kind of sight reading it, and then you record it. So that's why you don't hear a lot of new classical, new orchestral music.
Yeah. Conductors.
I feel like there's a lot of classical piano on Spotify.
Piano
so much
all
more low
way.
Budget. Yep. Like you can just grab a mic like this and play rather than hire a whole orchestra.
It's probably AI.
I think with MIDI you can do a lot, but
that too. Yeah,
but yeah,
you don't even need a real piano anymore. No.
Yeah, trap is both classical and punk, according to the LFOD crew. I wonder. It's funny that you say it's the new thing, because I feel like I've been listening to trap.
Yeah, it's not even
for
new anymore.
Like decades at this point.
It's not
too.
Even new anymore.
I'm sorry. I was introduced to trap music with like Bass Nectar and Zed's Dead. And that was trap for me first.
Well, that's the funny thing, is they took hip-hop trap and then created... wildest thing is they created this EDM genre, and they didn't even change the name. They're like, this is trap too now.
Yeah.
And it's like... Hmm. No,
I never heard about this.
Yeah, there's a whole sound... If you go on SoundCloud and type trap, you're going to get a lot of EDM stuff. The big drops.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that kind of music, but I always thought it was just sort of its own thing. I never knew that people had like actual arguments like, this is trap, you know?
I don't know if they argue, but all the early stuff there is really influenced by trap music. Like, we're talking like T.I., Gucci, Jeezy, like roots there moving forward, because they love the drums and the sounds, and then they took it and kind of made it into their own thing.
Okay, cool.
But they kept the same name.
Yeah.
So it's only different. If you have friends that are into that stuff, does it get confusing. We're like, oh, put on some trap, and then I throw on, you know. Yeah.
Well, a lot of trap artists, like trap EDM artists collab with hip-hop artists, like Zed again, for example. They had like... one of their albums is completely just like, I don't know, someone spits over it, whatever that means.
Yeah. But they crossed back and reconnected, and the remixes, the Tot Lay Back. I know a kid that did a crazy remix of that. Yeah.
I like the remixing for sure. That's definitely where.
Yeah.
I love EDM. Mm.
It's funny, and trap, you know, something's going to switch up soon there too. That's not going to be everything we're hearing. Yeah. Right now, it's kind of getting extended because shout out to the algorithm. They basically, people aren't really searching. They kind of just want more of the same.
Mm. People just look at the explore page. It's so weird to me.
And things are starting to sound more formulaic.
They check the algorithm and they're like, if you like this, you might like this. It's pretty much the same. That's not the artist's fault. I don't want to put it on artists, but a lot of what's happening is, I was even watching with Netflix stuff. They're even, it controls the plot lines of new series now. They're like, oh, well, they responded to this, and this. And it's scientific. That's why the DJs that break records, it's so crazy, because if you do not break a record and like really break a record, people really just keep reaching for what's familiar. Mm-hmm. They don't really want to necessarily be challenged. Mm. And now there's not really an incentive to challenge people.
Yeah, well, that's,
so
I feel like, I remember, like, people would have to hunt for stuff they liked. Like, I still hunt for stuff I like because I'm so used to it, but so many people just jump on, like, the what you may like or, like, the recently viewed or related to things, and just, like, it providing it to people is just making it so no one looks for anything anymore. Or people are surprised sometimes by how I find stuff, and I'm like, I just creep around. Because that's the way you have to find the good stuff.
You gotta dig.
Yeah.
Find a couple trusted sources and
hidden
get
gems.
Digging. Yeah.
Most of the people I feel like are actually really into music tend to do this. You know, like we're always like showing each other songs, excited about it even. But like, yeah, I do meet people sometimes that are like, they just sort of like look for they just look on the surface kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with just wanting to be
There's nothing
entertained
wrong with that,
on that level. I'm just saying we're really in a place where there's no, you don't need to change what the landscape sounds like, because people are fine with just hearing like a pretty similar thing 2 months later, you know?
Everything sounds the same now.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
This could also create like an achievement gap with musicians as well. Like it may be harder because of that that fact too, for less well-known artists to push into, you know, a higher tier of fame or like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Clout. I don't know.
I could see that. I think if anything, it's also just giving people much shorter shelf lives.
Shelf lives?
One hit wonder central.
You're just in and out. Yeah. You got a month, 2 months.
It's true.
And then
you're just old.
Unless you have, if you've built your fan base and you've built it, you can go.
We're just talking about this. Building an authentic fan base based off of like old school practices versus new school practices, which would be like social media, SoundCloud, whatever. Like, and also with musicians losing the rights to their music because like they kind of rush the process when they should kind of like chill. That type
of
thing.
That's not new either. That's,
no. Yeah. But still.
Yeah, you're right. It's important to build it the right way and the long way, and you know,
and show them you
be
care.
Patient. What's
if you're really about the music?
I was gonna play right. You guys are spurring all sorts of ideas. I remember Large Professor. He's a producer, MC. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of from the previous era, but he still does stuff.
I'm a fan.
He was talking about, he calls it car crash music, and he's like, you got to know the difference between an audience and a fan base, and you know, a car crash attracts an audience. And that was kind of how he used to break it down.
Interesting.
Like, that's deep. I needed that.
So you can
today.
Get like a big group of people looking at what you're doing.
But it's not the best.
Yeah.
Is it an audience?
Not that your stuff's bad, but how do you hang on to them? You know?
Yeah.
So he did that. Shout out to the Combat Jack show. I think he did that on the Combat Jack show. So if you want to hear that, Combat Jack, Large Professor. Speaking of which, I'm going to play some music. I said we'd play a lot of music tonight. So we're going to play some music. Shout out to everybody doing the thing. It definitely is a playlist culture right now, so you want to get in the playlist, but the people listening to the playlist are not necessarily checking the title of the song, unfortunately.
Right. Yes.
So
that is me, unfortunately.
Go that extra step. But that's no different. People used to just turn on the radio and listen to it all day.
Yeah. I Shazam.
Check the listening history. Shazam, too.
Shazam's that.
That's great.
The plug.
Yeah. Shout out to Shazam. We're looking for sponsors, by the way. Oh, so
shout out Kush Groove. Not my sponsor, but this hoodie's really comfortable. Thank you.
Shout out Kush Groove.
Shout out to Hoodlam. They make great coats that are very fuzzy and comfy.
Well, and I am currently wearing my More Benjamins hoodie.
Steez.
Courtesy of Union. UNIUN. We can't... send us
very
clothes
nice.
Is all we're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Because we wear them.
We do wear them, and we're always being photographed.
Yeah, by me.
Yeah,
and
often
take my photo.
By you. you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you. You can see
we'll
it
have
on
to get
our
you a
account.
Tripod. You can join us.
I have a tripod.
Well, she made like a weird face in the first photo, and I was like, "Oh, this is how she looks in pictures." And then she started smiling.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Oh."
No, I smile. I make funny faces first, but then I smile.
Yeah, it's very nice. We're all photogenic. Practice. You look like a model.
Ooh, no. Look at that flowy hair today.
He's got
it
the hair.
Beautiful.
The hair is just all right.
He's tall.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh. He's tall.
I'm blushing.
He
kind of looks like he doesn't care too much. He's always sort of like, whatever.
I'm be here. Chill. Lax.
Lax. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to play the new one from DL. This one's called Outside. Haven't seen DL in a minute. He's always in the alumni cipher. Good dude. Daniel Laurent, Outside. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. They said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. I'ma brush this rust off. Drum roll media, Joey, let's get it.
Go.
I pay my tithes with sweat equity. No contracts, handshakes, gentlemen special.
Exactly.
Eye to eye when we tiger bone shoot. Take it back to halftime, not see it with chip tooth. No ties to clicks, I move slick solo. Neckties and fish holer, web bait line clicks. No. Ambition refuses to die. Make a way no matter what color sun looking in my eyes. Daddy, I'm trying to school those as lost. No Betsy DeVos, I'm accounted for at all costs. USA, the story that's told is too heavy. Shoulders built for tough, 9-6 was born ready. I'm touching the people with this hip hop. I'm ready to battle and my crew is rock steady. Lead by example, create my own lane and opportunities. No question, you already. Why y'all scared to come outside? Cause some killers got guns outside. But everyone's outside. Once you allowed to go outside, sit the swim, it might hurt your pride. Back for the ish, loose too much. Now it's nothing but peace, truce. Be cool, bro. Keep that same energy you spout now. Digital diarrhea, eggs living your mammy out. Drive by myself through the valley peaks. Full tank, 1% battery, I'm hard to reach. 80 miles down the city street. Unapologetically African, blasting styles. Success the main motivation. Time waits for no man. Time and concentration. How many times must I repeat it? Circle dwindle down the middle. Society is secret. Teeter totter, I'm done playing it. Stand on the side of good or you'll be in the way of it. Quarter million on my flesh to break the cycle of GoFundMe for one step. Why y'all scared to come outside? Cause some killers got guns outside. But everyone's outside. Once you allowed to go outside, sink or swim, it might hurt your pride. Staying firm on my principles. Violate one of the three, the wrath gon' be biblical. I'm from where conditions were unlivable. Book it, program, help my mind elevate the mythical. Who loves company? Those miserable. 45 rim, build a nation, that's divisible. One united, banking on the principles. Interests of our community, truthfully unconventional. Break the cycle, have some traditional routines the kids see and pass down with the swimming pool. As a black man, I feel invisible. Takes Marvel wishes fictitious to make me feel invincible. I'm burning it down, non-medicinal. All the war, all on the line, street judicial. Keep the same energy, get ridiculed. Neighbors on channel 7-Eleven giving interviews. Are y'all scared to come outside? Cause some killers got guns outside. But everyone's outside. Once you allowed to go outside, sink or swim, it might hurt your pride. Yeah. Why y'all scared to come outside? Cause the killers got guns outside. But everyone's outside. Once you allowed to go outside, sink or swim, it might hurt your pride.
Yeah. I had the ball, but it didn't last too long. Cause I passed it off just like I'm Rondo. But I've been thinking of picking it up. Rappers been thinking I'm tough till I hit him with the unfollow. Damn, like, what do you know? I'm back on the low. I mastered the craft and the flow, and all of my homies on go. Reaching the level like never before. Now tell me, do you feel it when I get up in the zone? Like, I'm back into the race, I'm crashing your whole down the base of raps, and I do not care how much time it takes. Cause time is great, set the pace, they follow it, and they never acknowledge it. Ever know on top of the game, just breaking in accomplishments.
Stop perpetrating who you're not, boy. We on top, boy. New Dawn City, how we rock, boy.
Okay, now it's time to wreak havoc on all the doubters. So I had to deliver this heat package. I could see that if I put my heart in a rapping, I could be known as one of the greats, no cap. Was cracking, captain, I'm snapping you in the back. When I'm moving, you're reacting and wondering what had happened, though. You noticed the passion, but we're undoubtedly skeptical. Ooh, you're below average, so you gotta let it go. Ready to get it up and independently driven to make a difference to assist anybody with some of the vision. So please do not listen if you're easily offended, cause the truth hurts and money talks, so pay attention. I'm back into the race, I'm crashing your whole down the base of raps, and I do not care how much time it takes. My time is great, set the pace, they follow it, and they never acknowledge it. Ever know on top of the game, just breaking in accomplishments.
Stop perpetrating who you're not, boy. We on top, boy. New Dawn City, how we rock, boy, boy.
I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand, I don't understand. I don't understand why it takes so long.
I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand it. I'm always getting taken advantage. The love I give is taken for granted. Always getting buffed over, but still say we solid like granite. The first to forgive, but the last to always apologize. Used to have a whole group of friends, but I lost some ties. Back when Willie was tossing fries. Back before I used to take the Boston rides. We might not talk that much no more, but I promise it's love. I still got you guys. So many chicks that I couldn't hit, but I didn't. I was chicken, but I still got to the mixing. In no time, I was causing friction. Didn't wanna listen, but had a whole lot to say when I was caught slipping. I had no regard, but navigating through this life sure was hard. Some things I went through left more than scars, but that's life. I guess that's how we live. So I just go with the flow, cause that's how it is. I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand
why it takes so long. Why I can't hold on. Where the plan went wrong, I don't know. Still trying to sell my mixtape at the show. They say no matter how much I'm gonna take, they gon' be more. I guess I get it, the less I smoke, the less you with it. I remember discovering things like that when I was timid. Back when mama told me if I did drugs, I'd be addicted. So many relationships that drifted. Came a long way from an educated William. No, I'm slower, but the chip on my shoulder is so appealing. Right the first and laid back on my bed and stare at the ceiling, thinking back to when I wanted it so bad I was stealing. Still don't have it and got bad money habits, and I wonder why I'm not established. If I was popping, maybe I would smash the actress. But right now, definitely ain't no shit coming back to my head mattress. Like,
I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand why I can't hold on. I don't understand where my plan went wrong. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Sweep the lick. You have a problem with that.
Turntable automatic record static. In the parks, I'm Jurassic Flow classic. Rhyme veteran, worldwide. 9-7, the stripe stripper, the jack ripper, the yak sipper. The same mission, flame spitting, but the aim's different. Third rail electric, avenue is Sedgwick. Naturally selected, got that attitude to get it. Ice cube, lethal, injected, west side connected. Sweep the leg, body blow, Miyagi-Do. Roscoe with the snotty nose, then it's adios. Ovaries, overseas, Estadio. Flow illa, leather jacket, he's so thriller. 8-ball corner pocket, I was born to rock it. Betty Crockin', Chevy's dropping, Denny's popping. When Evil D and Buckshot got the props, backpack full of paint, running from cops. Nice with the written, nice off top. I've been around the world, you stuck in a spot. Dip set, heat making, speed racing. Meek Mill with the dingy tee, I'm dream chasing. I rhyme gully, for the kids, I rhyme Tully. It's plain to see I rhyme Sully. Plus I got a fully, 16 to 32, 32 is 64. I'm at you in the studio like everybody on the floor. The Mike Menti, Knight Templey, Free Macy, the weed lacy, cream blazy, your breeze tasty.
The wheel's spinning, feel the rhythm, really living, still chilling. Post no bills, I'm still killing, you know the feeling. Criminal mind, BDP, Eazy-E, still talking real G's. Watch when you walk on greasy streets. Work the vein, hurt your brain. We're insane, made a guitar cry, you heard the pain. Purple rain, free code with a cheat code. Peep though, no Pete Rose. We know already beat though, man. Let them streets go. They'll Biv DeVoe, do me style. Goonies child who be wild. You be 40 red wine spilling all on her Gucci now. Had to get that off. Band-Aid rappers, y'all rip them off. This a force to reckon with. I recommend that you let them in before you have to face that. Leave you face flat ASAP. Puffing on a big L, take that. Scorsese wavy with the flicks I shoot. Raw paper.
papers with that Southern Cali sticky fruit. All praise, I'm the most high in any room. Henny and I'm blazed, rocking Cortez in a Dickie Susu. Where Red Man was buried in dirt to his neck. Bombing trash cans with cans, earning respect. Check for heavyweight, anyway, I set it straight, detonate. Do my real dirt in silence like I meditate.
Oh my God.
All right, we are back on LFOD Radio. That was B-Boy Mancini with Sweep the Leg. Before that, we had the Hashassins with Misunderstood, Made, M-A-D-E, with Ambition, and Daniel Laurent with Outside. Yes. So, I said I'd tell you about the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you about the Patreon. Here's the deal. We've been at it 5 seasons now, probably a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. In that time, met a ton of good people, healthy people, fans of music, fans of expression, art, etc. People that believe in what's happening here and want to share it with the world. And we've been happy to be a part of all that. One thing I've kind of noticed is there's a lot of us, but it's often very scattered and could be a little more focused. I think there's a lot of strength in numbers and we could do some incredible things. And I think we are already doing incredible things, but I think with like a very small push, we could do even more incredible things.
I agree.
So yeah. I created this Patreon page because the other thing is we're doing this all for the love, which is dope. But we can do a little bit more with some, I don't want to say funding, but with some, you know, money behind us. Yeah. Being real. I'm not going to dance around it. That goes a long way. We want to see artists make money out here, you know, and not just be doing it for the love. So, and that goes for all types of art, whether it's photos, video, design, even just the art of listening to music, which is an art, you know, and sharing music and everything. There's definitely art in everything, and we want everybody to be able to like really eat off this. So here's what we've been thinking, and people want a lot. People want to see things continue to push, but they're not always sure the best way to get involved in that. So Patreon is a website that is a membership / subscription service. It's used a lot by people on YouTube and with podcasts, etc. People that have content that they put out and there's not really a clear way to make money besides selling ads or putting it behind paywalls or doing things like that. So the idea is kind of like, oh, you like what I'm doing? Get involved. We wanted to do it a little different than that. We wanted to be a lot more active. And it's really not a donation or a pledge, or they call them pledges, but it's not a donation. You do get things in response. Now, the thing is, you can go on there and you can set it so there's these different goals or milestones that happen when you hit certain numbers. You can set that to dollars or you can set that to patrons. I set it to patrons. We're doing strength in numbers.
Yes.
So, and that's a very real way of seeing like how many people are really rocking with us, you know, like how many people really want this to keep happening and to push. So, for example, when we have 150 patrons, we're going to throw a free show for all of them. The public can come too. They're going to have to buy tickets, but everyone who's a patron is going to get a free show. And you know we can throw a crazy show. We know a few artists out here.
For sure. Know? For sure.
So we're going to do a free show at 150. When we get to 200, we're going to start dropping a weekly bonus episode exclusively for patrons. That'll probably be us heading outside after the interview with bonus the recorder. Because you know that's where the convo goes down.
For real.
Yeah. You know, so we'll get
that. That's all the juicy stuff.
Mm.
That's where it does get, it's uncut. It's you can say whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
FCC's not listening. So we're going to start dropping that at 200. At 300, we're going to answer the number one question we get asked, which is, when is the next 24 and 24? For those of you that don't know what 24 and 24 is, we recorded 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 artists, and it came out crazy. Still listening to a few of those records today. Honestly, I ran the whole thing back like a month ago, and it sounds great. So we're going to do the next one once we get to 300 patrons, which, I mean, if 300 people don't want the album, you know, that's not a big number to hit. And then when we get to 444, we're going to start throwing quarterly concerts. Quarterly.
444.
And
Did you do that on purpose?
Patrons will get what?
Like 444 quarterly concerts. It's all fours.
Four is a very strong number to build on.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. A lot of fours.
Nice.
We're going to do quarterly concerts, though. And patrons will get pre-sale tickets, pricing, etc. And the big thing about doing the numbers thing is when we go to a venue or when we go to a town or a city or an institution or something and tell them we want to do something there, we can show them Instagram numbers and Twitter and Facebook and all that, but we all know those are paper thin at best.
Mm.
But with something like this, if I go to a venue and I say, yeah, we have 444 people behind us already, and by the way, that number's tied to their credit card, you know, that's a real thing. That mm-hmm. can open a lot of doors. And to be clear, we're doing it by number of patrons, not the amount of money you pledge. So mm-hmm. you could be doing this for $2 a month.
Can we talk about what they get?
Yeah, we can.
Can we talk about it?
Thank you for helping. I'm off script here.
I got you.
I didn't bring the script tonight.
I led you astray.
So no, first of all, for the peace tier, there's tiers. This is how Patreon works. I have one too for myself because I make stuff. But and I follow the LFOD one.
Cool.
But
we'll talk about yours
the tier,
down the line.
The tier concept. So first one we got is peace.
Peace.
And it's $2. That's it. And you get us closer to our goal. And you get to vote on our future.
That's the biggest thing.
Voting on the future.
So no matter what you jump in at, everybody gets a vote. Mm. And we are going to be doing a lot of votes. We're going to be asking you who we should be talking to,
mm-hmm.
who we should be doing shows with,
mm-hmm.
what do you want more of, what do you want less of. We're giving you the wheel.
Yo.
This is really going to be a community.
This is democracy.
So if you're a part of it, you have a vote.
Mm-hmm.
On top of anything, that's the most important.
And you get a sticker. What do you know?
And you get a die cut sticker.
And you can
pretty
join
much permanent.
Us on Discord. Let's talk about Discord. Not really, but Discord's lit.
Yeah, private Discord channel. Mm-hmm. You can get on there and talk about whatever.
Be whoever you want to be.
Want.
On your Discord alias, LOL. Play with bots. And you get shout outs.
Yep. Shout out to Jake, Brian, Alex, and
he's member bearing these off of the top of the dome too.
Shout out to Jake, Brian, Alexander, and Josh.
Ow, ow. Thank you. Yes, so bonus content, 10% off LFOD apparel. Okay, AA, that's $2 still. Only $2. And then
you get that extra podcast once we hit the right number of patrons.
Mm-hmm. Dripped, $5.
A month.
You get everything from the first tier. Yes, $5 a month. Thank you so much. You get a t-shirt.
Or a tank top.
And you gotta just let us know your size. 20% off other apparel. And early access to apparel drops. And I guess there's gonna be some surprises.
There will be surprises.
Ooh. And okay, when we out here.
And early access meaning when we have a new design coming. You're gonna get a look beforehand.
Maybe you'll get a vote.
You might get votes too. That might be a surprise.
I don't know.
No, we always.
I'm hoping I get a vote.
We actually, if you follow us on Instagram, we always have decided on different styles by just putting things up and whichever gets the most likes. Mm. We've dropped stuff in the past that way. We're very, very much for the people.
Okay, so if we're going to come out here with the $10 per month, you're going to get everything from above. In the last two, you get a hoodie, guys. For $10 a month, you get a whole LFOD hoodie.
And this is limited to 50 people, by the way.
Ow, ow, you better get on that. You also get season tickets to the events once we hit that point.
Season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets, the whole season ticket thing. And you get input on our live shows through our private channel.
That is the one thing where you get a slightly, it's not quite an extra vote, but the $10 a month tier, the ouchier tier, gets their own Discord because you're getting season tickets to all these events. Yep. So we want to know who you want to see.
Yep. And you also.
You can literally pick your own concerts. That's true. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And get a patch.
And you get an LFOD patch.
With your hoodie.
With your hoodie.
Ooh.
And
ooh,
we might
but
even
I get,
read the comments
yeah.
aloud if they're funny.
Do they get 30% off then? Is it both tiers? So do you get the 10 plus the 20% off?
They get 20% off.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's all I got.
Thank you for reading that. I appreciate you jumping
You're
in there.
Welcome with our four patrons. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we already have a hoodie patron. So.
All right.
And yeah, we're going to keep shouting people out. We're going to keep. We want feedback. So check it out. It's just patreon.com/LFODlife. And let us know what you think.
Yep.
Does it make sense? You're listening to us now, so you know what we're about. But we want to be able to share this with people who have no idea who we are and go, damn, I want to be a part of that. That sounds like a cool group of people. So make sure we're getting that across.
Tell all your friends.
And the biggest thing is, besides doing all these cool events and new content and stuff like that, you know, we're going to be able to make sure that everybody's time and energy is, you know, accounted for and valued. And you know, we'll go off what you want. If you want us to stay at podcasting, we'll stay at podcasting. If you want us to jump up to a couple podcasts, we'll jump up to a couple. If you want us to start throwing shows, we'll start throwing shows. So it's kind of on, you know, what y'all want.
So you better speak up.
Yeah. Just show your hands.
Support.
Yeah.
Because we love you.
Yeah, this is for y'all. No, we really do.
We love you guys.
Everybody
so much
who's hearing our voices right now. So much so that we're going to play even more music. We got a couple New Hampshire records coming here. This one is kind of wild. This dude, Zorg of Z, I believe is how you pronounce it. Zorg of XI. I'm going with Z. It could be Xi if we're doing Chinese, I believe is a G type sound.
Okay.
It could be Zorg of Xi. Anyway, this song's kind of wild. This is as weird as you expect it to be. He sent me a few. I'm going to go with this one. It's called Monarchy.
I'm excited.
It features Seven Quarters. Shout out to Zorg. And you're tuned into
Seven Quarters.
After this, we're going to play a new one from I-9 and the Lonely Ghosts as well, another New Hampshire group. You are tuned into LFOD Radio. This is Monarchy by Zorg of G.
colored rust, moving through the gears in the grandfather clock. Kneel before the Shogun, you will die to honor me. You will become no one. We are the new monarchy. Kneel before the Shogun, you will die to honor me. You will become no one. We are the new monarchy.
Catch me sipping raw mint gunpowder with Kao Fu. I sold my soul at that crossroads and then bow to him. Y'all been living in Plato's cave, drained your crib, it awaits while I'm in the grave with a smudge of sage. They call me the man from the other place, protect from the spirits which are haunting me. Seven quarters in the meter split like a hominid, managed flow coming in with a vomit spit. Coming here, I'm innocent, obviously on a different mission. Handed down by omniscient energies, I swing the sword of Damocles towards enemies who whenever we in entropy. Sworn in as an orphan to the cult of therapy. Bleed forth from the soul bird, dead to be full girth, dead to be vulture, and a desert flame being smoldered, a being growing older. Sudden stone face impulse I can never tame. A lot better off than a lesser friend. Not enough in parks from the sedatives. All in all, see, behold, with a severed head, my teeth I swallow, and my dreams for disheveled bed. Mama said I'm special, daddy's made of metal. Somewhere in between, it would have seemed they dropped their mental. So I'll pick it up while unanswered calls start to pile on in, wearing all five rings of Musashi around my neck.
Kneel before the Shogun, you will die to honor me. You will become no one. We are the new monarchy. Kneel before the Shogun, you will die to honor me. You will become no one. We are the new monarchy.
Kneel before the Shogun,
there's so many months. Almost forgetting the touch of the loved ones back home, holding the trust that the captain would last them. No luck, with so many mistakes made. Knowing that this day came, the captain imagined the worst, grabbing the first thought that he could actually save. Taking control of the fate of the souls isn't great when your sanity's paying the toll. Creating the role of a person in charge, commanding attention, making it so that nobody listens. Aborting the mission is only an option if orders are given. Aborting the mission is only an option if nobody listens.
From this
brand new one from I-9 and the Lonely Ghosts, Lack of Admirality. It's wild. That band's wild to me. I've known I-9 for a bit now through Rap Night and things of that nature. And then he came out with a band, and the drummer in the band is a kid I played drums with all throughout high school.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to Hobbs one time. So it's funny how things come full circle. So it was wild. I did a gig with them, and it was funny. Some of my other high school buddies were there, and they're like, this is surreal. It's like you and Hobbs on stage performing again.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was cool. So shout out to those two guys. Shout out to New Hampshire Hip Hop. Shout out to DJ Myth. If you haven't heard the DJ Myth episode, that is out right now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com, pretty much anywhere that you could get a podcast. If you're wondering how these artists get played, they sent us emails, submissions@LFODradio.com. Clean records, please. Again, we'd love it if you checked out that Patreon. It's just patreon.com/LFODLife. And you can find us pretty much everywhere, LFOD Radio. A little underscore on Twitter. You can check that hashtag, LFOD Radio. And because we do too much, there's also a LFOD Life page as well. So you can peep that. That's more of a place to get concert flyers. We post some ill ski videos. Mm-hmm. We have music. We have art. That's kind of like tying together just everything we're experiencing in one place, not as focused on the podcast. Decided it was worth having two pages because the podcast can kind of overflow, but there's a lot going on there as well. So, yeah, we're going to be back next week with Red Shades. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
Thank you, A-Ball.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my God, you're welcome. Is it over? Thank you, Thomas, for editing this. Thank you, Christiana, for posting these. And shout out to Amanda. She'll be back next week with Red. We're going to get out of here with, I'm going to switch it up. Cool little record. This is Trippy Tomlinson.
Word.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah. Slay. That's, get it, Trippy.
This one's called Irie.
Yeah,
you're
Trippy.
Tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Family knows so we firm and strong. Me not deal with nobody where I try give me bun. Try take time and go round. Nobody can give me nothing when me can't give myself me fine by me own. Bad mind start up the case, but you know see me not watch no face. No you can't diss me no way, no way. Tell him say me easy, you know. Tell him say me Irie, you know. Tell him say we easy. Look shot, you lucky if you want in my door for me. They never tell us say we a go par. Why enough up on yourself if you want? Trust me, me not have time for you. Me buck up on me charge a road and you don't know a real thing. Real ones alone me know. Now go ever fake me no show. Now go sell out me no low. Ya know, ya know. Bad mind start up the case, but you know see me not watch no face. No you can't diss me no way, no way. Tell him say me easy, you know. Tell him say me Irie, you know. Tell him say we easy, you know. Tell him say we Irie, you know. Not care if I'm unmarried, me not care if I get suicide. Me not pre nobody life, just know say me Irie. Me I do my thing, not worry about you. You know me I feel rich from me was a little youth. Every day me dream, tell me dream come true. Daddy tell me say if you do what me have to do. Want to get talk if you want.
just make sure you know what I talk about. See roasting liquor, girl, me not take me gear, nothing feel I bought. Me never big friend, me not frightened for you. Stay alone, so me I go hard. Firm and strong, so me can't let go. Uptown girl, town star. Bad mind start up the case, but you know, see me not watch no face.